Shiloh is not a church anniversary. Shiloh is a month of prophetic instruction. Shiloh is not therefore a convention, but a mountain of divine visitation. Shiloh is therefore ordained a platform for the rise of giants. Shiloh 2016 is your Shiloh.
Therefore, Shiloh 2016 is my case is different. Come on, stand to your feet. Oh, celebrate the fact that your case is different. Celebrate the fact that your case is different. Your case is different. Woo!
Somebody shout Shiloh 2016. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Shout a believing amen. Please bow your heads one more time. Oh God, thank you again for this day. Thank you for your word in the first session. And thank you for what you have in store for us right now. Our hearts are opened. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout it louder, amen. Please, you may be seated. Praise God. I said, praise God. This morning again, I count it a very great privilege to be able to stand here before God's people to share the word of God. I appreciate God and his servant for this opportunity, and I believe that what God has in store for each one of us in this session shall be delivered in Jesus' name. For God's blessings to us during the first session, let's put our hands together to appreciate the name of the Lord. Praise God. Right now in this session, we are taking a look at engaging the prayer altar matters to destiny. Part 2. We had part 1 yesterday, and today we are taking a look at the second part of it. Engaging the prayer altar matters to destiny. And our text is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. The Bible says very clearly here in this scripture that we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Can somebody shout a loud amen? We all are changed. We all are changed. Yesterday, God's servant made a very profound statement amongst several others. And that statement struck me like a thunderbolt. And what did he say? He said, Christianity is an adventure in responsibility. Christianity is an adventure in responsibility, not in liability. Christianity is meant to make you and I more responsible on a daily basis. And because prayer is an integral part of Christianity, we can therefore say that prayer is an adventure in what? In responsibility. Can you say that with me, please? Prayer is an adventure in responsibility. One more time. Shout aloud, amen. Yesterday, During the first session of this topic, we clearly said that prayer changes things. How many of us remember that? Prayer changes what? Things. Thank God that prayer changes things. But far beyond that, prayer changes people. Prayer changes what? People. It's great that prayer changes things. It's wonderful that prayer changes things. But much more than that, God has designed prayer and the prayer altar to change people. You are a prayer warrior. Everybody knows you around. Thank God for your life. But as a prayer warrior, is the prayer altar changing you as a person? Is your lifestyle being refined on the prayer altar? Is your personality experiencing a change by the day, or does it remain the same? You are a prayer warrior. Thank God for you. But is your attitude changing? Is your behavior changing? Is your character changing? Is it reflecting in the subgroup, in the church where you belong? Or is it that every time you appear, the heart of people drop? We don't know what next. Now he's here. You don't know what next to expect. Scattering people. Scattering the sheep. With your lifestyle, character, and behavior? Or is the prayer altar changing your person such that when people merely remember your name without even seeing you, their spirit rejoices in them? Prayer and the prayer altar is meant to change people. You are here upon Shiloh ground, whether physically in Canaan land or anywhere else across the nations of the earth. It's my prayer that you will not return from Shiloh 2016 as the same person that came in. You will return not only with your desires in your hands and things that you have prayed unto God for, but your person will undergo a transformation. I said your person will undergo a transformation. I said again, your person will undergo a transformation. If you believe that, let your amen show it. Therefore, our prayer must improve from, Lord, give me. Lord, give me. Lord, give me. Give me a job. It's not wrong. Give me a wife. Give me a husband. It's not wrong. But it must change and progress from that to, Lord, change me. Lord, touch me. Lord, purify me. Lord, engrace me. Lord, make me more worthy for your kingdom. Somebody shout aloud, amen. I remember very clearly the testimony of a family, one of us here in Canaan land. They were believing God for the fruit of the womb, and they said they had prayed and prayed, Lord, give us children, give us children. The children were not forthcoming. They changed gear. Lord, give us souls. Since we have asked for children, we can't see them. Lord, give us souls. Give us souls. And while they were doing that, in addition to giving them souls and converts, God gave them also children. Their focus changed. And then, what others are seeking after became additions to them. They didn't have to seek for them. That will become somebody's testimony. After Shiloh 2016, if you are that person, let your amen show it. This morning, during the Shiloh prayer hour, God's servant said very clearly, seek an experience with God. Seek an experience with God. Not just asking for things, but seek an experience with God on the altar of prayer. That scripture in 2 Corinthians 3:18 that we read, remember, it says, we all, as we behold him, we are changed. We are changed. We are changed. We are changed. I see a positive change taking place in somebody's life here. Amen. If you receive it, shout it louder, amen. Amen. And in scriptures, there are several examples of men and people being changed and their destinies positively affected on the altar of prayer. Too many of them. For example, the man Moses in Exodus chapter 34, verses 29 to 30. Exodus chapter 34, verse 29. It came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses will not, that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And look at verse 30. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. The man was transfigured. The man had experienced a change. I see another Moses returning from Shiloh 2016. Such that the things that you used to run away from before shall be afraid of you. There are quite a number of people here today under the sound of my voice. I don't know who you are, but I hear the Spirit of God say to me right now, being tormented in their sleep, evil dreams, spirit wives and husband, all manner of fearful appearances of the devil in the night. You are here upon Shiloh ground, whether here in Canaan land or across the nations of the earth, because you have had an encounter, and you are having an encounter with the God of Shiloh upon this altar. You are returning in dominion. Yeah. If you believe it, let your amen show it. Yeah. Without any doubt, you have contacted the fire of prayer on this Shiloh ground. Do I have a witness in the house? Without any doubt, you have contacted the prayer fire on this Shiloh ground. As you return to your various places, that fire shall not go down. I heard God's servant say over and again that the ark of revival has landed in our coast. The ark of revival has landed in our coast. The revival fire is burning. God is raising men and women who are not going to be controlled by things, but be controlled by their experience with the Almighty God. May you be counted worthy. I said, may you be counted worthy. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, we read that yesterday about Jabez. He was born in sorrow, but he became honorable through the altar of prayer. That's another example. And then, of course, we also see Jacob in Genesis chapter 32, verses 28 to 29. Jacob had an encounter on the altar of prayer. His destiny was turned around. It wasn't physical things that he received, but he received a change of name. A change of name. As you return from Shiloh 2016, you are returning with a change of name. Because your case is different. And your name, among others, shall be Dominion. Can I hear a louder amen? And of course, we also see the example of Jesus, our perfect example. Luke chapter 9 and verse 29. Luke chapter 9 and verse 29. As Jesus prayed, the fashion of his countenance was changed and his raiment became white and glistering. That was what happened to Moses. His countenance changed, his clothes became white and glistering. As you return from this Shiloh ground to your various places, your countenances will change for the better. You know, in Obadiah, verse 21, the Bible makes it very clear that saviors shall arise out of Zion. Saviors shall come up on Mount Zion. Saviors, may you be counted to be one of them. I said, may you be counted to be one of them. We must understand, however, that the prayer that changes people, one, enhances your level of spiritual command. The prayer that changes people enhances your level of spiritual what? Command. In Acts chapter 19, talking about Paul the apostle, verses 11 and 12, we are told that even the shadow of Paul was healing people. Handkerchiefs and aprons went forth from him, healing people. But look at verse 15. Acts chapter 19 and verse 15. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and who? And Paul I know, but who are you? Even devils recognized that Paul was a man of authority. Demons and devils and his agents that they used to torment you before, as you return from Shiloh 2016, they shall begin to recognize your authority. They will begin to announce your authority. They will begin to bow to your authority. They begin to flee at your authority. If you believe that, let your amen show it. And they begin to say, Jesus, I know. And you too, David, I know. You can put your name there. Jesus, I know. And you too. They know that shall become your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. But before Paul got to this point, in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, he said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. That I may know him. Not that I may have this and have that, but that I may know him. That I may know him. Desiring a change in your person. When that happens, of course, your level of command is enhanced. Remember, God's servant has shared with us severally, and yesterday also he did mention this, how that there was a time he went on the mountaintop to pray 3 days, prayer and fasting. And then on the third day, before he left, God said to him, I have touched your tongue with the coal of fire, and from today, as you say it, you shall see it. Are we not all beneficiaries of that today? And he has told us over and again that most of those prayer times, he never went to ask for anything personal. For house, for cars, for this and for that. It's not wrong to ask for them, but you can go beyond that. No wonder today, demons don't only tremble when they hear the voice of Bishop David Oyedepo. They flee, they bow. Why? Authority and command is being enhanced on a regular basis. For example, we have the Shiloh prayer expectation card. I don't know what you wrote on yours. I didn't check his own, but I can tell you the items on those cards has to do with the promotion of God's kingdom and with you as a person. How will the level of authority and command not be enhanced? As you say it, you will see it. As you go back to your various places from this Shiloh ground, that shall become your testimony. If you receive it, say, I receive it. Secondly, prayer that changes people enhances your God-likeness. It enhances your God-likeness. It makes you to become more like God. It makes you to become more like God. Even though it's good for things around you to change, but it's even better for things to change within you. Upon the prayer altar, carnality must be destroyed. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. Look at what this great apostle Paul said. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ that lives in me. Self crucified. Only Christ glorified. That shall be somebody's testimony beginning from this moment in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Every iota of self and carnality that keeps rearing up its ugly head in your life time and again, slandering, backbiting, cheating, and then all manner of things that are not supposed to be associated with your person as a Christian upon this mountain, they shall not return back home with you. Yeah. That secret pride, that anger that wants to destroy the great destiny that God has for you upon this mountain, they are not returning back home with you. Yeah. Shout a louder amen if you receive that. Yeah. And thirdly,